anakuja, nikamkaribisha, karibu customer, karibu customer. Nisikia kuu, kuu kwa mgongo. Nikashindwa ni nini kumeharibika ni nini? Kwani niko jingine? Akaniambia funga kasi, nikamuuliza si ni saa moja. Nikasikia kuu, nikaangukia meroni. Sasa kuamuka niamuka nikifika.
Thank you for joining us again. This is another fantastic episode of the Fraudcast. Joined here in the studio by six-time Ballon d'Or winner Mark Murashia.
Hey, coming in clutch, my guys.
Kimonyoski.
Yeah.
Kimonyoski.
Big game Kimonyoski.
Yeah. Mm.
Devi wa Ronaldo. Sambia Ronaldo kupatie point.
Komoji, you can talk to you. Yeah, and it's your boy Komoji, wanze.
After Ben White, my guys.
You know those days you used to call him, Rastafari, king of the streets.
King of the streets.
Man from Babylon.
We do a rerun.
Okay, so let's get into it, man. The last time we were here, Bana, Ronaldo akora tuchezea Bana, and that is where we are going to start. Russia. Scary hours, yes or no?
No.
Scary hours, yes or no?
Hell yes.
Scary hours, Devi?
Yes, sir. You know my feelings about Ronaldo, man.
Huh?
My feelings about Ronaldo, I've been airing them here since we started, but since you're the 22 of us.
Bro, this one cannot fail to score these top ins. It's killing me.
Daily. He's scoring them daily.
And he misses the first one for some reason. No, so the second one becomes painful. So you just go on Twitter and see people crying. Ronaldo has got another tap in and I'm so happy. So like at the other time, because we didn't talk, Ronaldo was not here. Ulitweka at number 4 in your top 4 table. Mm. You were not even in top 3.
You're number 3.
You're number 3?
Yeah.
You're still number 3 with Ronaldo.
It's hard to say, bro. Me, I've put Chelsea back in top
4. You know, didn't put Chelsea in top 4.
You know, didn't put Chelsea in top 4.
Imagine.
I still think Tuchel is a fraud and he'll be exposed eventually.
Says a lot about your football knowledge.
Wait and see. I've not gotten a lot of things wrong.
This is the enemy may add that agenda about that guy. Just drop it.
But you see, he's been proving me wrong.
Just drop it. But the good thing with Chelsea, and I've said it before, they are going to choke. They have never failed not to choke. Last time they choked when the season started, that's why they won the Champions League, because they fired Frank. This time they're going to choke at the right time, and that fat man is going to stop scoring goals. I tell you, it's going to be scary. So scary.
Shiva Mitimba.
Well, we are genuinely afraid of Chelsea, man. Kilam says, Murusha, man, they just... What's going on, man? What's going on? We are making money and you're sleeping.
Yeah, man. You guys, I told you guys from the get-go that we had the players.
Mm-hmm.
We had the facilities. We just needed a proper manager.
But this nigga said that in the first step.
We just needed a proper manager. Tukapata Tuchel. Hey, we are drilled, my guy. Kila mtu anajua kazi yake, man.
Speaking of proper managers, this is not the right time to say this, but you're fired, Bazzi.
We have the players, but we did just need a proper manager.
You that time we were losing, bro. You remember that time you were geared and considered 3 goals?
Yeah.
Murusha could never. Thank you, man. Thank you for the service, man.
It's all right.
Need your perform, Lakini. Already warned him. I already gave him a notice that he's about being fired.
What were we thinking? Because you say that thing about Tuchel, that is where they started rating your actual football. I never rated anyone who supports Chelsea. I'm like, what the fuck? Why don't you have taste? Chelsea?
You rate Kwame, who supports Arsenal.
Arsenal is a class club. Class has never not been permanent.
But anyway, Tuchel is that guy has shown you guys levels. See, that's the difference between Tuchel and
defensive football.
Yes, defensive football with the same amount of goals as
vandalism.
No, listen, you can't say we're playing defensive football and we scored the same amount of goals as Salah and the likes. The Salah and company.
I test, bro.
I know.
I test.
So bro, listen, I'd rather, listen, listen to me. I'd rather play boring football, but gets me titles. Okay.
Come play. On.
No, listen, listen. Listen, listen to me.
It's a beautiful game.
Only few teams can play beautiful football and also win titles. Very few teams.
Your own blood?
No, for real. Listen, listen, listen to me. Listen to me, yeah? We can mention a few, like Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we rate them that much, because it's very rare that you play good football and you win titles in it. Arsenal were playing good football under Wenger. Where did that take them?
Top four always.
Top four always. Exactly. No titles.
Champions League football.
And the fake ups.
Champions League football with Thomas Rosicki, Heleb, and Alex Song in the midfield.
Yeah.
They were class. They were class.
We have not measured those 600 community shields you always use. What the fuck do you think is?
If you count community shield as a trophy, my guys, you're going wrong. I swear.
Go and tell that to Mourinho. As far as we're concerned, Mourinho will shoot a treble. Mourinho will shoot a treble. Community Shield, FA Cup, Europa League, Carabao Cup. That's a fucking proper treble.
What a treble.
Me, for me, it's the shamelessness. This game is so shameless, but it's all right.
So we're going to review the four horsemen of the league. I'm used to it. Your top four.
My top four. I'd go with Chelsea, number one, man.
Okay.
At the moment.
I like current how you're
form.
Happy.
The current form.
The heartbreak is going to come.
No problem.
It's the hope that kills.
Me, I'm ready for the character development. But honestly, Chelsea, Man City this weekend, it's the deciding one. If you win this, my guys, we are proper contenders.
Really?
Tunenda, like, without a loss, my guys.
But me I feel...
Unbeatable, invisible.
I feel Pep is confused.
Yeah, Pep is confused.
I remember the time you guys faced those guys in the semifinals. He said that he now has the tactics for the Champions League final. And he choked. Definitely. Choked massively.
He overthought. Yeah.
He overthought. And lost everything.
But for me, my top four will be Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put Man City on top of Liverpool. Nivenya wajapata form bado. But what a come through.
Yeah, City never worried City, about City. City,
Liverpool, and then Palecini, Manu.
Okay.
Hey. Disrespect.
Take us home. Take us home. Ronaldo is home, Baba.
Aye, Ronaldo, of course.
Donnie the goat.
Ronaldo, he should win the league. He's clear. He's clear. We're winning everything.
Yeah, we are good.
Quadruple. Number four.
Number four, Chelsea.
The defensive team, yeah?
Yeah, honestly.
Number three.
You're going to choke and then start facing.
Defense wins titles.
This is my prediction, and it's going to come true. You guys are going to choke.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to start kimbizaring that top four.
Uh-huh.
Apple match day that
you
and Leicester. Aston Villa.
And
versus Lukaku.
Matuan is boys.
Bro, you're not talking about Arsenal. No Arsenal today.
You guys are writing off Matuan.
No Arsenal.
No Arsenal.
Take Arsenal. Arsenal.
Well, I'm beginning Europa League.
For my my top. Hey, what the fuck am I saying?
By the way, Davy just said.
Oh,
number three, Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Man City. Ah. Then, of course, the expected winners.
Ronnie the Goat. Banner Boy's best friend. Pogba 7 assists. You guys, you don't think we're winning the league.
And Pogba will break the assist record.
That thing is cursed, my guys.
That thing is cursed.
Henry said nobody's going to be that.
Ah, you'll see, you'll see.
Fabo tried, by the way. And it's impossible, my guys. Even De Bruyne came close, but Badu.
You know, this is the problem. Yeah. Pogba has been so inconsistent, yeah. But the problem is, you guys have been mistaken about this fact. There's no one even close to Paul Pogba's talent in the Premier League. No one is even close.
As a midfielder.
No one is even close to the talent that nigga has. Just the way you... I know you see him. You love him. You know it.
Yes, we know.
No one is even fucking close to that nigga. You know it. I've had these arguments. Pogba party. I was crying. Pogba fucking party, bro. Pogba and party. Same statement.
World Cup with... They're both elite midfielders, bro.
Elite. Yeah, elite.
Okay, for me, honestly, out there this season, Maze, Pia, recognize Kovacic, my guys.
He's
coming in clutch.
Honestly, me, I've rated him since Inter.
Same, likewise.
I followed him. Yeah.
He only lacks one thing, the finishing aspect.
He
never caught the eye.
Who doesn't know that, Jan? We are not the same. Go make research. Carry out research.
Go do research.
Do research. Do research. Do research. Yeah, no, review your top four.
My top four. I'm just making this right now on the go. Mm-hmm. But me, I think we'll win the league.
Nice.
I'm so serious. Okay. Guys, forget that this is the same team that finished 99 points and 87 points. We have more. We have the same number Champions of points titles. In the last three seasons
Champions League titles.
As Man City. Despite us finishing third last season and having a horror season without VVD. Still the same total points with Man City. Remember that. Shock. You Champions League finals with the same number, with the same team. Don't forget that. So me, I'm thinking us will win the league. City, I'm not putting City second. I'm putting United second. I'm a Ronaldo fan, and I think that guy is clutch.
Does anyone see us winning trophies this season?
Carabao, maybe.
Medals.
No. What?
Where's your trophy?
You're blind.
See, I can't allow Leguna Solskjaer to hurt me again. Me right now, I'm protecting my heart, man. That man has hurt me so much.
Character development daily.
I love Diana Joku save penalties. The penalties you don't need.
We don't need.
Trophy ishaeko hapo kwa meza. You can see the fucking trophy ililetwa na Diego Forlan. Ikaeko hapo. You fucking concede 11 penalties. And then you want to save McNoble's penalty. And you want me to... Me, I can never forgive that man. Yeah, now only me... We are done. I'm still supporting Manu because you have Pogba. After if Pogba leaves me, I'm going back to Ajax.
For me, I'm putting United second. Guys underestimate 36-year Ronaldo. And City third. I think City lack motivation as a team. Those guys have won 4 out of 5 effortlessly. If you see those guys, they never struggle to win games. They just pass the ball around. KDB cross, Sterling goal. And it back just works
post.
Every time.
Pale back post, Sterling.
Finishing with 20 goals a season. And then, unfortunately, Chelsea fourth. But it doesn't mean that Chelsea will have a bad season.
I
think they love like maybe above 70 points. Damn. 75.
Then everyone else in this world is rating Chelsea except us.
Again, says a lot about says your football about knowledge.
Says a lot about the rest of the world.
Yeah. Exactly.
When have we ever missed?
I can name them a lot.
You think if we were missing, we would still be sitting here? We are looking after our own heads. We are around, Mudasha.
Respect us.
You know, this is the first time you're speaking on a mic. As we've been here,
we've done this. So for my top four, I go for, I think Liverpool win the league. Just because...
I don't know why you're just talking for Liverpool daily. I don't see it.
It's because I love...
What do you want to see?
If someone is talking for a club, there's a reason they are talking for a club.
Because
this nigga can't bring his Arsenal in this.
Brighton should be
I
in
just
discussion.
Don't see why, of all the good clubs, you choose to talk for Liverpool.
So I gave you my reason. My first reason was... Liverpool have died. They've won the league.
Who?
With the same team.
And then there is us who've won the league 20 times.
Yeah. No, it's not the same team.
No big deal.
Huh?
Not the same team, bro.
Don't talk about the same team. You know Mourinho doing that.
You know the same team. So there's also that. So number two, I'm going for Man City. Then number three, I'm going for Manu. Just because they have that man. Then Chelsea. No, wait. Cancel what I've just said. Take it in the bin. Number one is Liverpool. Number two is Chelsea. It's going to be close. Chelsea and Liverpool.
Okay.
Then number three will be Man City. Then Manu number four, but they have to look after Odegaard and his boys. They have to look after Odegaard and his boys. Odegaard and his boys are around.
Balogun and the likes.
Bro, you know last time we were here, you guys were fighting relegation, man.
Yeah. Spurs are on top of the table also. Spurs are on top of the table.
I'm proud of you.
I know.
I'm proud of you.
And Odegaard is doing his thing. And you guys, until Bruno to look at
I just know, I know, I've seen that. I love how like you guys have that faith in the general.
No, it's not about the general, bro. It's about Mato and his boys.
Who's Mato and his boys?
It's Mato and his boys.
Kwani Bruno died.
Okay, but honestly, out of all the teams, nani wameshinda convincingly?
It's Chelsea.
Chelsea and Liverpool.
Chelsea Villa small margins. Chelsea Villa small margins. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Chelsea Spurs, but Spurs. Nuno ban. Spurs are winning it.
No, no, not even the real Nuno in London. Not even the real Nuno in London.
Spurs are winning. Bro, but that nigga was able to make her again just look like Obed.
No, Obed has two versions.
Well, actually, Obed is more clinical than Hurricane when he's playing under Nuno. That's bad. I was seeing their games. Those niggas were winging it.
Scraps.
They were winging it.
1-0.
What were we saying?
But you know, similar. Manu, you're also playing. You're doing something similar. You guys are scrapping your ways to wins.
No, come on, my
guys.
Yeah, we're dominating the games. We're dominating the games.
We're dominating.
Where?
Which game?
Where?
Bro,
which game?
I saw West Ham turn into Prem Barcelona. Just
no, it's only the counters.
What do you mean? So that's the game plan.
But when finals.
We're not as Chelsea. As
Ronaldo
Chelsea.
Could never. Ronaldo was just Uko. Uko is making stories of the Bogna. Bogna is telling him how he can look bald.
But honestly, listen, like, you guys are susceptible to like counter attacks.
Susceptible went first. And you go inside.
But you get my point.
I get your point though.
And defense wins titles. Yeah. I'm just putting it out there.
I think your defense is overrated for blocking. Blocking that Ruben Dias player of the season winning sheet.
and it won them a title. It won them a title. Just saying that blocking sheet is what won them a title.
They still won it before. They won it without.
They won the title 11 points clear. Are you on drugs?
No, listen. Like the game, you know, the season changed when Ruben Dias was integrated into the team.
No, Ruben Dias only helped them in Champions League.
But that's
they won the league without Ruben Dias. Come on.
What do you mean?
Twice.
Nah, bro. True. Your research.
True. Without Amendi at the back, bro. You're acting like they have not done it.
No, I'm saying
they had 17 clean sheets like they had before.
Me, I'm saying last season, bro. Times change. You can't compare.
The only difference Ruben Dias made is Champions League final. Because in those big games, the City defense was exposed. They don't have to, even though the other team has 20% possession, the other team still scored.
Listen, yeah, no. And this is why I'm telling, I'm not treating you guys Liverpool. And this is something you should know. Yeah, you can have the same team, but come the next season, how touches are the same. Nikitu unafa kujua.
Murashe unawa. There has to be. Mjinga na
no, listen.
Shut up.
No, listen.
Now.
Listen.
I just want you to
listen.
Your football knowledge is based on assumptions. Shut up.
Listen.
Shut
listen.
The motherfucking up.
Listen. No. Man City. Listen to Man City.
Don't come to the studios for this shit.
Nah, listen, bro. It's facts.
And you have just recorded this thing on your phone and sent it to us. You wanted to come here and say bullshit.
You guys are being stupid because you're not taking it into consideration. Name a team. Just listen, name a
teams get better with time. That's fucking football. What the
they
hell?
Already won it. They won the Champions League, they won the Premier League. What more motivation do they want? What else do you want them to win?
To win it again, that's how football and works. That is why we won three trophies in a row. That is how football motherfucking works.
Okay, fine, no problem. But you have to put some change into the team. And it's always that's what happens. There's always a change to the team. Jota kiniambia sasa kina Firmino atoke Jota ingie. Sawa, Mr. Nitakubali.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. But now, like, him... Firmino is a fraud, man. Listen.
Sambobi. 10 goal Champions League season.
Man City.
I'm using the same logic to Chelsea. Chelsea have won the Champions League. What else do you want them to win?
We bought a striker. Now our games are through the striker. We bought a clinical striker. Really? Yes, call him fat, call him whatever. But he's a clinical striker. He'll get you goals.
But, you know, even if you use your reasoning... Barcelona, listen. Yeah. Barcelona won how many leagues and Champions Leagues with the same team? Pedro Villa. Okay, let's go. Real Madrid then. Three Champions Leagues in a row. Yeah. Isco, that's same starting 11. Mm-hmm. The only difference in those three Champions League finals was Isco. And he played the last two.
Yeah.
Since he didn't start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can read. So what's the difference? You can read all the shit.
Again, issue yangu ndai, and I keep on telling you, never compare leagues with cups.
Yeah.
Never compare. So
you're seeing trophies.
Yeah.
You see trophies.
As in terms of leagues. You say tunafanya top four leagues, bro.
But
okay,
Barcelona now again. Barcelona. 10 in a row.
Let me put my point then. I was saying Man City have been making adjustments. And it's something that even Pep says. You can't use the same team over and over again. There has to be a change. No motivation to change kwa team.
Okay.
There has to be competition. Healthy competition. Sasa kwa team yenu, apart from Jota.
Jota and Harvey Elliott. Why are you guys laughing? guy's talent.
Smith-Rowe come out.
They don't know, bro. Do you know how many 18-year-olds have started for Jurgen Klopp consistently? How many?
Okay, like in
how many? I'm just telling you how many. The guy was sitting Thiago on the bench. The Thiago that Jurgen Klopp begged for.
How long is his injury?
Huh?
How long is his injury?
6 months, unfortunately. But now my point is, Harvey Elliott. No, we still don't have Elliott.
I love you.
We still don't have Elliott. That guy is talent. The other 18-year-old who used to play for Jurgen Klopp was Mario Götze. Jurgen Klopp doesn't treat youngsters. I'm just telling you that. He prefers tried and tested players.
You know, Götze is now 29 and it's playing in PSV.
I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened to him.
Götze reaches prem in 22. Won the World Cup. I'm done.
Won the World Cup. Went to Bayern.
I said I'm done. But you get my point. Like, there has to be a certain change to the team to spark the team.
Our lineup is slightly different.
Who?
Two players, just like you guys. What difference does your lineup
for
have?
For us, you know, we have two lineups.
And then for Chelsea,
you know, we have two lineups. Even the Aston Villa game wasn't our first 11. Like, we have two different lineups.
And then for Chelsea, you know, it's something that is actually building. You know, like, they are building on something because
our players are young, man.
You know, like, 6 months ago, these niggas were fucking horrible, bro. The same niggas, except Lukaku was not there.
With a different coach.
But they were fucking horrible. Like, they were playing horribly.
So,
I don't know.
So the only difference is the coach.
Yeah, definitely.
Not that. Like, Tuchel made Havertz pass better. There's some serious attitude change in the camp. Yeah, you get like there's that new manager bounce that it happens. At Assisi, we had it with Ole. Truly, picking up PSG for fuck's sake. With that manager's bounce and after like a few weeks to Lipigua 4-0 na Everton, you get the point. So for Chelsea, actually, I think you guys are seriously underrating them because they're building something and it's actually like everyone can see it. You see, Kilam Sanaza, something is happening at Chelsea and it's some world class shit. And you guys should be afraid. Honestly, I am saying it.
Take care of your own ends, my guys.
Look after you guys, your own ends. And I can say it here publicly, they can't beat us. May I know it. If that nigga can't beat Ole with his bullshit, you can't come in and pack the bus for Ole. We'll kill you. But they are going to beat everyone else, and that is why they win the league because Ole can't beat Southampton.
I don't think they'll beat Liverpool.
City.
Bro, those niggas ran over Liverpool, but now 10 men.
Man, what do you mean?
With five centre backs.
Shut up.
Five centre backs in the starting in the team.
Listen,
you guys had to sub in Chaloba.
Yano.
Because you're scared of Javier Elliott.
Listen, you guys are playing attacking football, Sindio.
No, we're not playing attacking football.
We're not playing attacking football.
What do we do? We just spread the ball wide from the wide areas we cross.
Now listen,
our attacking football ended when Coutinho left.
Let me tell you something, yeah? Okay, we have 10 different scorers, my guys. 10 different scorers. And we have the same amount of goals as you guys.
I say I've never seen Murashia this comfortable in his own end. Murashia is so comfortable. Every time I'm talking to you football, you're not going to defend your guys. You're just happy. This is what happens when you support top clubs.
Come, man.
We have not even spoken about Aubameyang for like 6 days.
Aubameyang left the discussion, my guys.
Obama blood clotting.
You guys know my feelings about Aubameyang. They went, man.
Now your feelings are there for Takehiro Tomiyasu.
Yeah. And I'm not telling you my feelings about Ben White. I'm not telling you my feelings about Ben White.
I have feelings for Ben White. I think the nigga is sexy.
So sexy, man.
A model. A proper model. I think that guy has a future in the modeling industry.
Yeah, very.
You're ruining it.
That is what I want.
No, Arsenal. You know Arsenal has that one guy in the team that is a model.
Like Jude was there.
After Bellerin left.
Bellerin.
White is the safe hands.
He's
in the right place.
The right place.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point is...
Why are you guys not saying about what Arsenal is building, man?
Okay, honestly.
Who honestly sees Arsenal? Honestly, like, no banter. Banter aside, to try to banter quite a discussion for once. Honestly, nani anaona anything in Arsenal? I even watched that Burnley game. Apart from that free kick.
See, Marasha was using stats. So let me use
stats. Stop using stats. You're using knowledge. Stats.
Bro, even me usually look at Arsenal, I don't see how you guys are going to score goals. I don't see how you guys are not going to concede goals. And you don't have the middle field for anything. So... Defending or attacking, what can your midfield do, bro?
Our midfield is actually good.
And your keeper, you sold the better keeper and then kept the worst one. And then you bought Ramsdale for 30 million. You guys are just a joke.
Ramsdale is really good. Have you seen him play?
Hey, bro, that guy... That is the reason why Sheffield got relegated.
Let me start. Last season, Manze, we were the second best team for the last 23 matches in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Stats don't lie.
Number 8.
Stats don't lie. As in, mm-hmm. I'm saying, as in, after brought in the good midfielders, Manze, they started playing together.
Mm-hmm.
We went for in the last 23 games.
When you want to see people building a good team, this is how you look at it. Let me just give you perspective before you continue. Unangalia their performance against top clubs. Yeah, you see if there's that desire and that going out for it. Yeah, because top teams obviously what a quote class. You can't bring Odegaard in a De Bruyne conversation.
This season, the top teams you have played against them when you were handicapped. We had injuries to our starting 11. We don't have another starting 11. Only one starting 11. Our subs can't do anything.
As in right now, I don't think there's a top club that sees Arsenal in their fixture list and then gets scared.
I think
maybe Manu a bit because.
Oh, turn up, mba.
Chidea Manu, but you don't know when you're going to turn up. So like, it's not even you. It's just Ole. It's not you. As you can turn up for Barcelona.
It's actually Arsenal. Yeah. They usually turn up when they play against us.
I swear. But he controls the midfield like he was prime Iniesta X, Javinho X, I don't know who.
the last three wins Arsenal have had against us. That one that Pogba considered a penalty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not bullshit. Those guys played bad. Then we went to the evidence.
No, you guys played bad. Huh? So it was bad for bad.
As we are not creating.
They outplayed us.
No fucking way.
We didn't do anything. We didn't create chances.
But still. It was not like a performance that like blows your head out like damn, fuck shit. True, these guys are good.
They
beat us and we felt like damn, these guys are not supposed to beat. Like, you know, we have that feeling.
But
and that's the feeling for that. Like
I also have that feeling, man.
That time City was beating us 6-1. You're like, okay, our time shinda ni Rosafi tu. The time ya Mourinho. City walikuwa nakuja kwetu, they just beat us 2-0 and we are happy. It's fine. These guys are better than us. But when Arsenal does that thing to us, and finally they do it consistently, but you can still see how are these niggas, like the way we lose to teams like Young Boys, that's the same shit as losing to Arsenal.
No, I don't think.
So that is why I'm telling you, it's fucking Ole, it's not you guys.
But Lingard is back on form.
Oh, bro.
Dance flow.
Yeah, but Lingard has juice of Arsenal, man. He just has juice. Yeah. That's the only thing he has. But and Ronaldo also has juice of Arsenal.
Whoever has brought Lingard to this discussion, did you see? Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in a white one. Hey, did you see, bro? Fuck that.
No, I actually thought it was Sancho scored that goal. I was ready to go and just jump over the roof. I was ready to go and jump over the roof, Manze. I thought it was Sancho had scored that goal.
What's up with Sancho? But then what's up with Sancho? I know he booms up around December.
Just give him time.
We had this discussion before. Mm-hmm. And tulisema maze watu kula Bundesliga tax kuinje manse ati nini. I swear, bro.
But then honestly, Bundesliga tax is real, bro. Bundesliga tax
No.
Honestly, give me one player.
De Bruyne.
It took him some time.
No, but he was good.
Yeah, not good.
Not this good. Yeah.
And he had a little like Prem experience.
Yeah, Prem experience. I'll call what to expect.
You guys are hating on him.
No, listen. No.
Bundesliga tax is real.
Bundesliga tax is real.
No, those niggas can't be scoring 40 goals a season.
Firmino.
You know Bundesliga top scorers?
Three of them have 30 goals.
Okay, let's talk Lewandowski because Lewandowski is World Cup proven. Bundesliga tax. We are not Lewandowski and Haaland. We are not giving them tax. You know Bundesliga have like different top scorers every time.
True.
We just wake up, you find Gonzalo, Paciencia, Pizarro. Last time it was Gio Adrian Silva. What the fuck?
Do you know those are times?
You can actually tell who's going to score more goals in the Premier.
Those are time we rated Luka Jovic so bad. We rated that guy.
But who's we?
We.
Who's we?
Who's we?
Me and Real Madrid.
Me and Real Madrid.
When you went to the La Liga,
they were doing nothing in that window.
Yeah, definitely. But they, it was also a factor.
You know, I actually saw Jovic leaks to us. I was so happy when I saw Jovic leaks to us. I knew he was going to bring some juice.
Like a fraud like that nigga. Like, you can just see say, well, he looks like almost fat and like a fat face. That nigga just looks... you can't rate that man.
Violation.
You can't fucking rate that man.
To see violate.
Unaangalia to Jovic, unajua. How is this nigga? Like, it gives me Rebic vibes, but Rebic is actually good.
Good, really good.
Yeah. Rebic is actually good. But okay, like, but you see Jovic is like, you are top striker. It is the Bundesliga fucking tax.
So, but anyway, like, Sancho pia lakini, you can never know it's Sancho. Because you can't say that he doesn't, he knew what he was going to get himself into, honestly. He knew. Because he's been in the PL as well at Man City. He knows. Like, the league isn't that.
He was playing PL2, but with 15-year-old
Greenwood. He's playing Sunderland with like in a Balimumba.
Listen, he has this habit of not turning up when the season starts. Lafu kuma December.
But then all the season, I'll figure December with like 0 GA. It's still at 20 assists.
December can turn up, he grows into the season.
But you can see it. You can see glimpses of quality. No, he
doesn't have the confidence. Me personally, naona akichukanga ball, hachezi na ile confidence alikuwa nayo Bundesliga. You know, taking on players.
Did you see that last minute versus West Ham?
Last minute. Now I'm thinking about doing it from the first minute.
But you guys are talking as if you guys have ever watched Sancho on a serious note. You guys have never watched Sancho. This is the first season. It's fucked. You guys just watched Champions League highlights, Borussia Dortmund versus Zenit St. Petersburg. See, okay, Ebu talk, but
may have watched Sancho.
I think
Sancho is overrated.
If anything, David
is overrated.
I think Sancho is overrated.
Let me tell you.
If you want to cry, go and cry.
David watches more Bundesliga than any of us.
A lot more,
but more than us. Msane za kachini au Neofenheim versus
he was manifesting Sancho at that time.
But you are still going to eat that tag. Like, fucking watch me. I watch Ligue 1 and I don't tell people. Because I know the
time. Why do you watch Ligue 1?
Huh?
Why do you watch Ligue
1? I like those French lower league. I am a lead fan.
Bundesliga is
actually
a good league.
I watch Ligue 1.
I like watching Bundesliga
is
because of the high intensity.
I love
the intensity, yeah.
Mm. Many think that's what football is supposed to be like. Not this Premier League thing for passing to De Gea after 10 minutes. Not De Gea. Even Man City do this.
Crystal gets the ball half-field, cross. That is Burnley. Long ball. Even Cresswell crosses from that place, bro.
may think guys who watch Prem and think they've watched good football are just fools.
Which league plays the best football according to you?
Right now.
According to me.
Right
you know now. Football. Me, I watch football.
At the moment. You know. Same at the moment.
La Liga, I think it's La Liga.
It's not La Liga.
Of course, it's not La Liga.
It's not La Liga.
No, talk about good football. I don't know about the technical part of football.
Shut the hell up. You have lost.
No, listen.
Motherfucking lost it.
If I'm being.
Okay.
But they have good technical football, but me, entertaining football is Bundesliga. And it's there.
Okay, now can I tell you it's entertaining?
Why?
Your tax.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. Bro, I swear. Listen.
Bro.
Listen. You know in Bundesliga.
Me, honestly, I think the guys who play entertaining football without tax are Serie A guys.
Yeah, honestly.
Go watch Napoli.
It's only Napoli, bro.
Atalanta,
Sampdoria, Fiorentina.
Saris,
Lazio.
Roma.
Don't see Pellegrini. Damn, Roma plays
so well. Pellegrini is G.
Thank you.
Pellegrini is so good.
I watched Roma the other day. I was watching Roma the other day because of Mourinho and Tammy Abraham. Those guys are in my heart.
No, those guys are playing well, though.
They are playing good football, my guys. Don't take Roma seriously, my guys.
Don't take Roma seriously. They have Mourinho. Only pick one of Verona, but I don't take Roma seriously.
Can you talk about
I watched Lyon.
Lyon PSG. Yeah. See, I wanted to tell you. Me, I watched Ligue 1. Me, I watched Ligue 1.
Good match.
I watch Ligue 1 like
those guys are really good, man.
I think they play, but now they have more tax. They are paying a lot of tax. Honestly, mazee, Ligue 1 are paying a lot of tax. We can hang up on a transfer market like club value, mazee, on a PSG up 1.5 billion. Alafu number 2, Monaco, 280 million. Number 3, Lens, 60 million. Mazee, Ben White. But that's why. But they play those short black French guys. That is where it's off St. Maxima. That is why I watch Ligue 1 actually. They have really interesting players, but they can't get to the top because of tax.
No, main thing actually, guys usually say Prem is so physical. A typical physical Premier League. I watched the Ligue 1 match, Messi's debut. those guys are so physical. That's why Neymar gets injured after every 10 matches. Those guys tackle players, bro, and they don't care.
No.
Yeah, no, made a conclusion after one match.
But I swear, bro, did you watch?
There's some facts behind it.
Did you watch? Did you watch?
There's some facts.
If you watch the game Murashi, you'll have seen what I saw. Those guys don't. They just want to injure players. That's what I saw.
Okay, but honestly, you guys, if you mkisema ati ligue 1, see kila match inakuanga hivyo. Let me just tell you honestly. I can't give you. Prem, the thing with Prem is, Prem doesn't have like a one tactic yenye tutasema ati Prem plays attacking football. Venye tunasema sayi ati oh Serie A, oh Ligue 1. Nuh-uh. Prem haikuangi hivyo. Prem, you have different, like, different challenges. Ukona Burnley, yenye ita sit block hapo, alafu wa cross, alafu utaona tu jama flani, anaitwa Wood, White, sijui Man. Una get? Dakowski. And then, uneza cheza na Liverpool.
Bro, you didn't have to do Ben White like that.
Okay, siko ba. Lakini ukweli. Lakini, like, utapata pia Liverpool. Kuna Liverpool yenye ita kuchezea some good football in their day. Like, wow, hawasi ucheza sa zingi.
Even Man City. Even Matu and his boys.
Relax, man. Man City, watakufanya hapo makidibi mapases zingine hapo wazimu, my guys. Yeah. You get. So that's the thing with Premier League. Like, you have different tactics to work with. That's why it's the most watched league. I always say, Mayano, you can't say over 1 billion people are wrong and you're the one who's right.
No, sir, I'm not saying that. No. The reason why guys watch Prem, and it's a fact, it's hyped. No, the reason why it's hyped, listen. We're going back. In 19, the Premier League was the first league to broadcast its games as a league. Before, kina Serie A, kina La Liga, they used to broadcast Man U versus Milan versus Sampdoria. Milan and Sampdoria get the money. They didn't do it as a league, as a collective. So that's why you find those smaller teams in
Sampdoria.
That's why you find those smaller teams in such leagues. Yeah. They're very down. Yeah. There's not a lot of competition because, you know, those big teams got up there and stayed there because guys watch them. But now, recently, when La Liga, Serie A, and also read broadcasting as a league, now the funds are being dispersed more evenly. Before Premier League catch up in terms of broadcasting, it'll be hard. It'll be very hard.
You know,
it might take even 20 years.
Prem have the money.
It's going to take time.
Prem have the money. But like, it's a good money.
The reason why...
You know, in 2004 Syria, like, every league has other session except Ligue 1. But you know, in 2004, like, Syria was like that time of Kina Del Piero and like, Kina Prem Zidane and Kina
from
Buffon.
From the 80s, 90s.
Syria was the best league. You know, it's the Prem. And honestly, it's honestly about the players.
Yeah.
That time, Prem good players were like Shiar and Hondry. And Syria had Maldini, Nesta, Kaka, the fucking everyone. Yeah. Del Piero, yeah. It's always about the players. Right now, honestly, when you look at all the leagues, you would want to play in the Premier League because the best players are playing in the Premier League. That's why the Premier League is the fucking best league in the world. It's that simple. Messi, what the fuck is wrong with your head?
You're going to City.
It's that simple.
He had one joke.
It's nothing to do with broadcasting. Messi is going to the Farmers League.
Honestly.
It's not that it has grown that big. It's grown a little
honestly,
bit.
Honestly, Sika, me personally,
Messi's impact on Serie A, on Ligue 1, like Ronaldo's impact in the Premier League is like Ronaldo's like 5 times bigger than Messi's impact.
Even in Serie A,
even in
because Messi first of all is gone to the super team. All the good players in Serie A play with Messi. So like, what the fuck are you going to watch? You're going to watch Shaqiri and Paqueta.
Herrera,
but they're really good, man.
They're really good, but Herrera, who the fuck are they?
Herrera is doing his thing there. Yeah. Hey,
Prem Herrera,
my guys.
No, but I think about the impact things because Manu has a lot of fans.
Even in Syria, bro. I'm talking about Syria.
Ronaldo has a lot of fans. Messi also has a lot of fans.
Listen, do you know when Roro went to Syria, these guys got broadcasting rights? Ivo, mbio, araka, my guys. Like, zilikuja Ivo. Just, now I'm going to lose rights. I'm going to lose my broadcasting rights. Messi amekuja PSG maze hakuna impact maze
lakini ilikuwa na ina juice
no juice mnatumia total sportic my guys
unacharona this canal sports bro
Ronaldo is super model. Don't use that shit for Messi Ronaldo debate. Yeah. The football is still fucking clear. it's still huge. The footballing ability difference is still huge.
Even if Ronaldo goes to the Serie A and Elon Musk decides to take Serie A to the moon,
but when it's still,
the footballing ability wise is so fucking huge, and I want the whole world to know that.
Tangu Messi manga, tangu Messi atoke Barcelona. Ronaldo is not close to Messi. Tangu Messi atoke Barcelona, I can now gladly say like Messi is the best player. I'm like, hey, shut up, bro. No, bro, listen, you guys.
Snake.
No, si snake. Ni mambo na uangalie tu. Look at the game. Look at the game. Eh, ndo maana una rate Salah over Hazard. Look at the game.
They see that.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Yeah, no, don't. Usiruke sai.
It was not me brought that argument up. And I just kept quiet.
It was me, man. It was me. I was bringing the goals and in pressure. Why did you start supporting CR7?
Why did they say okay?
Yeah.
And also, una,
you know, you remember how he used to play?
At yeah. But he's not still the same. Class. He's class, yes. But
he switched his game to the more important aspect of football.
I give him that. But as in playing on the ball, personally means that
you guys, you know why you guys annoy me, yeah? Guys, these guys like Odera and Kwame, they start padding the fact that Ronaldo right now, he can't dribble.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they're making sure right now they make it clear that Messi is better than Ronaldo of that. When Ronaldo was in Man United, the guy was going past players.
Yeah, true.
10 of them or 13 of them. And scoring bangers in top corner. From his free kicks, his long shots, Ronaldo's game was more complete before he got his injury.
Yeah, true.
His knee injury.
Yeah.
And you guys know that. When Ronaldo started scoring headers, Ronaldo can't dribble. Ronaldo can't create chances.
You remember when Zidane said...
Mimi, honestly, I am not doing this argument. I can just let you speak the whole day.
You can't.
If it's 2021... And you still want to, and you have not seen it,
no, listen,
you'll never see
no,
it.
No, I have 2 points for you.
Guys talk as if Ronaldo never had any quality on the ball. You didn't see. You saw him in Man United, bro. Ashley Cole was on the floor.
Skiza, yeah, no.
If it's
how many times?
Yeah, no. Let's use a situation. Let's use a situation.
I just leave you for God.
Okay, let's use a situation. Sir, yeah, no. Doyo, to midfield. You may pass ball. Napia Messi. Sir. Nimepasia Messi. After that, unajua there's something good that's going to come to the eye, sindio?
Yeah.
Niko midfield na pasia Ronaldo.
Hey, let me tell you what will happen.
Yeah.
He'll pass back to Pogba.
He'll run.
Pogba will play a long ball and he'll score.
That's what I'm saying.
On the ball. Yeah. On
what
the
he's
ball,
talking about right now. That's right now. Ronaldo lost it, bro. Ronaldo himself said he regretted not letting his tendonitis injury recover.
Me, I swore to my mother and to change that we are not. I'm never going to discuss Ronaldo Messi ever
again.
Let's
move on. Yeah. No,
we have won the Copa America.
Both,
we have done
both,
it.
They're both. They're
no,
both.
Both no both. No both.
Both
no. No both. Not both. We are not the same.
He's the guy.
No. You know what we'll see.
Hey, bro.
He's the last part. He's the last part. May believe Messi is a Barcelona player. And we'll see this season.
Yeah. I saw that shit on some post there. I know who leads that part. I read it.
So are ruling out Messi this season?
I'm not ruling him out.
We'll see.
It's okay, I know. Let's move to the manager's review.
Let's go to Barca and Juve. What's up with Barca and Juve, man? For Barca, I can defend Barca because the greatest player on earth is injured. Martin Braithwaite.
Yeah, it's
but for Juve, they have the greatest player after better than Mbappe. They have Chiesa. I don't know what's happening with Juve. Honestly,
okay,
I don't
know if you really know about that team.
And the best agent.
Can you look at the lineup?
Okay.
Yeah. All shit.
Baka lineup.
They're not all shit.
Juve lineup.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the Juve lineup. Okay. And you tell me the left person. Okay, keeper will talk Arsenal. So we are not
no, the keeper is actually good. But he's actually okay.
Shane is so good, man.
Shane is okay. But how many times do you listen to people talk about Szczesny when I'm talking about top goalkeepers? Just tell me the first time you heard people talk about Szczesny. Never.
Okay.
Even 40 year before, they still talk about 40-year-old Buffon who's in Parma in Serie 2.
Listen, for Juve, can say they're in a transitional period.
Listen.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Not Ronaldo. You know, there's a time.
Just listen. Szczesny, Alisson was his sub at Roma.
I know that.
Shut the hell up. Skia. As in Juve.
Let's just do the team.
Juve are in a transitional period.
This nigga is saying at Juve the team.
I know the lineup.
Okay.
They have a good defense.
Sandro, Codrado, Delic, Bonucci, Chiellini.
An aging defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Bonucci is still top 5 center backs.
With his bro.
Bonucci and Delic.
Chiellini.
How many times have you seen Chiellini play this season?
Okay, he played the last game.
He played against Milan.
Of which, he's still good with his 70 years. He's still good. Okay. But point is... Damn, what's the point?
You know, he's actually been playing.
Honestly, listen. Juventus are in a transitional period.
Okay.
Every big club has to go through that phase.
But also...
Minus Arsenal. Because Arsenal, maze wali skip yo kapat. Wali skip yo part. And then, listen.
Unajua have to be transitioning from something.
Yeah, exactly.
Transitioning from nine straight.
No. Yeah, exactly. Awezi shinda kila time. Always in the killer time. So imefika yo point ya sasa, Chiellini na Bonucci, these are the end hours. Kina delete sasa wana come through with the experience and everything. Scored in a change. Chiellini is shit personally. Mimi nasema is shit. The last two seasons.
No, he's a really good shot stopper.
Nika Ramsdale. Ramsdale is a good shot stopper because alikuwa na face.
Don't compare Chiellini with
After
good on the ball. He's very good on the ball.
No. Listen, Ramsdale alikuwa na face 20 shots in a game and a save ka 11 alafu anafungwa 5.
No, Ramsey is really good on the
ball. After I saw Alisson and Ederson, my perspective about good goalkeepers motherfucking African. Fuck that man.
Watch out for Henderson. Henderson is coming up.
How could you do this shit? Henderson
is the Man United.
That's not racist.
The
motto black.
But honestly, like in Juve, okay, transitional period.
Henderson.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh my god. On the ball, he's okay.
Nah.
He's good on the ball.
Cheki, kazi ya keeper sikuwa on the ball. Kazi ya keeper ni kusave.
This is where I saw Ole was a fraud because Ademi, I could see it. Even the hair after, you know, the hair was a good goalkeeper until Ronaldo broke him. After that, the hair has never been the same.
Man.
But still after that, Henderson was not even close. It was just the English hype.
Yeah, true.
Honestly, it was just the English.
English, whatever.
That boy is only thing he has for his goalkeeping references that he's English. Nothing else. That motherfucker is a normal ass Aaron Ramsdale. They have said it. Go and kill me. I've said it.
Dean Henderson.
We have receipts.
Dean Henderson should not be starting for our team.
Okay, but ka pick for Dananzi younger England. Was it, at this point, man, guys, too serious, man.
Southgate tax. But then who the fuck do English people think they are?
I don't know.
Who the fuck do
they are? Colonizers.
Our colonizers are so stupid. Francis Kimanzi can do a better job with that. Who the fuck is Gareth Southgate? You know, English people have been carrying their people, except Rice, of which they are still carrying him. They carry
no, but it's good. It's really good. I watched him against Man United. I dropped all my agendas against Rice. I just said he's good, man.
But you know,
for the first time,
you know, Maxson was in his own ends.
Yeah.
McFred were in their own ends. So he could be comfortable, of course. But he tried. I thought he tried.
Odera, what do you think about Barcelona, honestly?
About Barcelona, of course. Me, you know, most of my football is based on ideologies. Like me, I think about football honestly.
Kwame can't relate.
I have ideologies, bro. Honestly, Barcelona coach is
that's the first thing.
That's the first thing. I don't know Everton juice or what. You know, Real Madrid coach for my Everton coach. Barcelona
juice.
Coach for my Everton coach. And I just don't know what Laporta or that nigga was. Barcelona Perez was thinking when they were hiring. Okay, Ancelotti has a good CV. Ancelotti was a fucking good striker, bro. Ancelotti was a good one, but Coman, I don't know how he got his job. Just set aside because he scored 200 goals for that fraud club that time. They were start padding everything.
No, he was good. Coman was good.
But still, as a manager, Coman has won absolutely zero. Ata Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has won the league in Norway, for fuck's sake, bro. Barcelona when they were hiring Coman after, and that time though, I don't know what was happening, but the club was being mismanaged though. They hired Sergi Quique Setién, and then after they fired Quique Setién, now they think, okay, now we are good. And Allegri did not have a job. And then, now we are going to get the real G. And then they fucking brought Ronald Koeman. Honestly, that is where they lost the plot. quality of players also.
Questionable buys.
Honestly, the only... Okay, we can give Busquets... we can give Busquets a legendary... We can give him legendary tax. So like
status.
He eats it. So like he's better. He's like good. Yeah. And Fenky. And... Stegen Sazingine, we don't know.
No, Stegen is the best keeper in the world, man.
Don't be like that. It's
not even close to Andanovic.
As in, this guy rates Aaron Ramsdale. As in,
I don't rate him.
I don't know what goes into your head before you start rating players.
I swear. Likewise, I swear.
The players you rate, I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Bro, you rate Sterling, bro. Or are you telling me?
Oh my god, guys,
Sterling is actually good.
Yeah, Sterling is actually good.
I don't rate Sterling.
He was rating Sterling. No, he was rating Sterling over.
Insigne, I can say it again.
Sir. Okay, like Sterling
is better than Insigne, I've said it.
No, okay, Sterling is
argument to make
one. He's not. Insigne proved you wrong.
Shut up.
No, but
35 yarder.
Shut up.
35 yarder.
Shut up.
I'll show you the video.
In terms of consistency, my best players Sterling are the ones who are consistent. Bruno, great player, consistent, always.
Inevitable.
Sterling.
Hated on Bruno, fuck.
No, listen, I'm giving you like how I rate them. For me, we rate na consistency. Sterling, consistent, bro. Ata kupezo matapins zote. Lakini zitawashindia mamaches. Salah, consistency. Messi, consistency. Ronaldo, consistency. You get? Lakini sasa ukianza kusema, hey man, kuna venye.
Don't say.
Sawa, sitasema.
Just say, bro.
Just say.
Lakini sa, honestly, tuseme tu, wacha nitumie wenye umeweka, Insigne. Insigne, he's not that consistent.
Fuck, Insigne is fucking consistent.
He's not.
You know, when I was doing that Sterling Insigne argument, I didn't look for numbers.
No, likewise. I didn't look at numbers. Numbers near Kwame.
But as a player, honestly, Kwame, this just shows me a lot. That is why you can't even start for your own fucking team.
PSG.
Create a team and you can't start. This shows me your knowledge about people. Yeah, you're just like a very, very, very
bro, bad. I'm the one who send every player there.
Yeah, but not you. But you, but when it comes to you, I'm talking about you.
No.
I have no doubt about Marini. I have no doubt about Shadi.
Who sent them?
I have a doubt about Wamo.
Who sent them?
I have a doubt.
Who sent them? Who's the sports director?
You send those people purely because you know them.
Them, yeah.
That's because I know their talent.
Obed. It's because you know Obed.
When do I know him?
I don't know Obed.
I've played with Obed.
No. It's not that like
we're
Obed is a bad
player. In the civil team. The rest of Obed, I know just extra.
Obed,
come
shout
on,
out.
Bro.
So we do one match. Obed,
we do for 4 years.
Shout out, yeah. Man. Yeah. Obed.
No, hey. Obed is really good, man.
Shout out to Obed.
Shout out to Obed.
Well, last week we were at PSG, but no one wants to play with us. Bro, super team. Deb, Giano, you were not there last week. Last week now Shadi came with the goats.
The goats. A goalkeeper.
Shadi came with the goats. Now we won our 5 straight matches and match 6. Those guys said, okay, I can see tunayenda bana. Games in Asia, games. And there were 2 more hours. Say, sir, but see, the goats against the goats. Anyway, what was the argument about? It was Baka Juve.
To go to Baka Juve.
So, for Barcelona, the players, okay, the actually even the Messi was holding that club together. That's
definitely.
Adi last season they were struggling with Messi, and that really has to. That's
they almost won the league with him because of his charge.
After when Messi started that charge in January,
man,
but they were still struggling. You can see it.
Yeah,
and now like just the quality of people who start for Barcelona, and Gerard Piqué is fucking old, and I love that man so much.
But and it's time to go.
It's time to go, blood. It's time to go.
I can take Gerard Piqué at Arsenal. I love it.
You can take everyone at Arsenal.
Arsenal, you just need anyone.
You can take Bayern. Tell me you can't take Lindelof.
I can't take
Lindelof.
You take Lindelof.
Arsenal can take Nainggolan right now. They can even take Raja Nainggolan.
Good, man. Me rate Nainggolan all my life. Even if he's 39. Even me just love him, man.
You know, like me, I watched Scott for one season. Manze and Scott's retired.
Aka ukona the boys.
Nikaona tu, there is Scott in Syria, is playing for Roma. There. Raja Nainggolan. Fuck, I love that boy so much. Damn. So,
next topic, boss.
Next topic.
Manager review.
Manager review.
Manager review.
What are your thoughts about Ole?
Me, I've never rated Ole, if you know me. But like,
But he saw his tactical decision last week. What a tactical
decision. So bringing a 70-year-old Matic to pass to a 59-year-old Lingard to find a shot. Anyone could have done that. That was so lucky.
But if I saw it.
But tactically, I think other managers are better than him. Yeah, but he's a really good man manager. I think only Klopp and Tuchel are better than him. He's a really, really good man manager. He knows how to get
the best out of players.
Yeah. He's a really good manager. I can't take that away from him. But you know, now because like all clubs are like strong, no kuna thin lines, yeah. You know, Achilles, that's where the brain comes in. And Guardiola is like 600 years ahead of him. And of course Klopp and even even the general
because honestly, general
shouldn't be in this discussion. To go too serious.
No. The general is underrated and overrated at the same time by Arsenal fans. But we know, of course, he's a terrorist. He's Taliban. Ateta is a terrorist. Mourinho is a terrorist. But that does not make them stop being good managers. But they are terrorists.
They are terrorists.
I don't want to see Mourinho managing another club so, except mine.
Odera, I'll put my hand in the dark. Ito manager moja hapo. Graham Potter.
Oh, manager Brighton.
Yeah.
That nigga is winging it.
guys, it's
every season they are.
I rated him since last season. Let me tell you about the Prem.
Every season there must be a manager who's winging it, and then he gets rated out of. Arsenal karibu a hire Sean Dyche. Arsenal almost hiring Sean Dyche.
Nakumbuka hiyo list ilikuwa Sean Dyche, huo man huo Bournemouth. Sean Dyche alikuwa anaitwa nani?
That time you hired Fred Ntilibe.
Msa alikuwa anaitwa huo Bournemouth
in the list. Eddie Howe. I'm hiring Eddie Howe and Sean Dyche. You remember? And Eddie Howe had that bad season.
Man,
every season.
Josh King, 17 goals. Yeah? Fantasy.
Adi Nuno. You think, why is Nuno? Why is Nuno Spurs manager? Nuno's not a good coach. Nuno, that bounce. Every season there has to be. So for this season, I feel it's Graham Potter. Last season, which team?
West Ham.
Aston Villa.
West Ham was good.
Brighton
were good last season.
But Moyes was there.
Brighton were about number 15,
Okay. Yeah, next G. Next G. They'll go in man.
Yeah,
but they were playing well. I had to see you early. It's Sumbua.
Man.
Hey, that game. We
90 plus 10.
We're not supposed to
win. I love you, Bruno. Thank you.
Ben White na dunk pale nyuma. Hey. Ama Kwame urate Ben White wa Brighton.
Me, Ben White, Rashford akimlalisha chini 4 times in same minute. No.
Hata Maguire alilalishwa na Murat.
Maguire ulala mara moja alafu anaamka bana. Ben White slept 3 times. Rashford went this way. Ben White slept this way. Ben White akalala tena.
But at the moment, ungesema nani ndio best manager?
The best manager in the Premier League will always be Pep Guardiola.
Honestly,
I have moved on.
You say it okay.
Okay, honestly, my guys, to send me to Chelsea, to go to serious. As in, drop the hate, drop the...
No, no hate.
Inawauma. Najwa, si ni banter club. Mnataka tukwe banter club.
No, you're not a banter club.
Wase wanduthi, wase wanini.
Sini ukweli, right?
We're talking about overall greatness.
But listen, this guy...
Honestly,
no one is even close to Pep.
I can't. No, honestly, listen.
No one is even close to Pep.
Mimi nakwambia Pep alikula taxi ya Iniesta, bro. Pep alikula taxi Iniesta, Xavi. Bro, umsenge pio hapa ma apewe tu team fulani tu hapa kina ka Manu. Aizani na Fred. Pep will buy his way to titles.
Exactly.
Pep will always buy his way to titles.
You have to.
You don't have to.
Tuchel has a 200 million squad.
Did he buy 200
million? No, but still has a 200 million squad.
Pep has a
200 million.
Pep has a 200 million pound defense that he bought. And it's even more than 200.
Nabado hajai pata
I'm so sure.
Hajai pata
he's not even won the Champions League with that team. Tuchel and Klopp have won.
But he has won the league 3 times. The league 3 times.
We don't care, bro.
I don't rate the Champions League, man.
Listen.
I don't rate you winning the Champions League.
bro,
I don't rate you winning any cup competition, honestly.
Okay, listen.
Any cup competition, I don't rate you. Not
that's just agenda. That's agenda.
Cup ni caliber, bro.
No. Cup competition,
the best players. The best players are the ones that turn up in the big games, ndio? So nika kusema sasa who rate World Cup. Hiyo ni kitu unajaribu kusema.
You're such a fool, Udera, by the way. You should listen to yourself.
You should just take a moment, toy your gene kwa system. Alafu ufikirie kenye umesema sasa hivi.
But I can defend, still,
I don't rate cup competition.
No, listen. It's not fair.
You know, cup competition is why Arsenal still have General Arteta. Because they fucking won that FA Cup. And I was there arguing with you that day we were playing FIFA. I told you, don't fucking rate cup competitions. They're going to give you the...
Okay, me na
semanga. That's why the five teams league for Oro are still...
Zizi, hivyo kuna tie cups. Tusikia jinga. Kuna World Cup.
Kuna kitu nilikuwa nataka kusema before muendelee. Msisahau hizo threepeat. Ri Florentino Perez alikuwa na bribe watu huko. Don't forget that.
Stop agenda.
Three times in a flip.
You watch that Madrid game. You watch that Juve game.
Odera is saying. Odera is saying Ramos akifunga ile last minute header. Perez alibrebu.
Aliongeza equal plus 3, sindio?
Uliona game ya Atletico.
Uliona
game ya
which one?
That 3. That's after two nil alafu. Then.
In short, you just say cup competitions are so controversial.
No,
cup
listen.
Competitions have everything honestly, you want. And mostly, it brings out the clutchness in players
and
more
than
the clutchness in managers.
And that is how great players are measured with.
We were talking about money.
If you go,
that's why I'm telling you, clutchness brings out the greatness in players and less about the greatness in managers.
But,
that's why greatest managers don't have that many cup wins. So you look at the numbers, Yano, you don't read this.
Who's the best? Who's the greatest coach?
Huh?
Who's the greatest coach?
So you know the greatest coach. Why do you want me to say
Alex Ferguson, isn't it?
It's not Alex Ferguson.
The Milan coach.
Jose Mourinho.
The Milan coach, the one for Kinahulit.
Jose Mourinho, just putting it out there.
The greatest coach is Brian Clough.
What the fuck is
that? I'm telling you, you guys don't read shit.
I read.
The greatest coach is Brian Clough. I'm not. This is not speculation.
Facts.
These are facts, bro. I fucking know my football. I'm not like you.
Why are you laughing?
He has been playing this thing for 3 years.
For this day.
I've been watching football for 19 years.
Just for this day. Are you serious? Are you being serious?
Okay, now we have to wrap this shit up anyway. Thanks, guys, for being around, man. We have not talked about what. Fuck you.
So chill. Hata sikusema my point on Tuchel, my guys.
Honestly, ni kama Murashia leo tulikupatia tu chance ya kukuja hapa ya kuzwa for Chelsea. That is not fair.
I came in being confident. You know, I came here knowing what I'm going to say.
You know, I have spent like almost an hour and I've been talking football and I've not even mentioned the words Mason Greenwood.
Okay.
That is how cheap I am. Chelsea, shut up.
It's because, you know, this is the thing.
You're shocked. You have never seen your club being good.
See, Ivo, the only reason I'm coming here agenda. Na kwanga nae agenda na nyinyi ni cause you guys will never rate us.
I rate you.
Yano will never rate us. Kwame na ego yake ya
Kwame kona London shit but now kwa Arsenal so like he has no options so he's rating Liverpool instead.
You get like my agenda. Mimi nikikuja leo nilikuwa na agenda just to put it out there, just to put it in consideration.
We are back on top.
Cause Kwame nilimwambia hadi Kwame doesn't treat Jorginho man. J5. He doesn't treat J5.
No.
Future Ballon d'Or winner.
Ballon d'Or favorite.
I rated Jorginho two months ago. I rated Jorginho in the Euros.
Football mind.
You know what Russia was saying? That Jorginho is the best player in the world because what he does is so special.
Yes. No other player can do it right now.
No other player can take the ball out of pressure like Jorginho.
Give me one.
That is what midfielders are born to do.
Okay, give me one.
Jorginho is an overhyped Fred.
No.
That is simple.
That's a violation. It's quite evil.
Fred can do everything Jorginho can't. And yeah. Jorginho can do everything Fred can't. That's what it is.
Fred can't just pass the ball forward. That is it. Everything else. Fred is a really good interceptor. But you know, Fred is so underrated.
Yeah, he's a really good interceptor.
Fred is a really good interceptor. Okay. Fred knows how to get the ball out of pressure areas.
So Odera.
Fred is just a bad passer.
Odera.
And as a midfielder, that takes a lot from you. Because basically, as a midfielder, your passing has to be on point.
Odera.
That's why Fred is not rated as a midfielder. But he does the best.
No, Mrashi was
even as a football player, you just need
ball.
To pass.
Mrashi was telling me, taking the ball out of pressure.
I have one question. I have one question.
The best player in the world.
No, listen. I have one question. Listen, I have one question. Give me
it's
one.
Not even special. See,
relax.
What is doing on special?
You see, that's
McTominay
where
does that.
That's where you go wrong as Arsenal. As in Arsenal, you don't do that.
The first midfielders in the world. Because you don't know.
You know ball.
Arsenal don't do that.
Not McTominay.
What?
Mark Fred.
Let Russia.
Really
oh.
Good.
Let me say my points. Kwame, actually.
We play one man left.
Have you ever watched Thomas Partey?
Sir, chill.
I don't do that here.
Don't do that here,
no, I'm doing it.
We are in fucking Gong Road. Don't do that here. Don't do that shit.
I even told him. I even told him about the Jaka.
Listen. Nasema hivi, skiza. Jacka is good. Ni venye tu in his game kuna time ana
switch. Even world class.
Skiza.
Unajua kwa mimi you scared he's going to win the Ballon d'Or Messi.
Yeah,
and you know it. You know it.
Bro, if Jorginho wins the Ballon d'Or Messi, I am going to commit suicide.
Wait, no, bro.
Don't say that. Odera.
That time they gave Modric. I was like, okay, sawa.
Modric is really
I know that Roro was robbed there.
Roro was robbed.
When they gave Modric, I was like, okay, so as in like that
because
is
you're a Messi fan.
That is when I started seeing the bullshit in these awards. Then they after these few awards, even they gave De Bruyne the PFA as a
There's no way you can't tell me no footballers.
I was arguing for Ken.
You know,
I was arguing for Bruno. Bruno was
Ken was the top assister and top scorer.
No,
yeah.
But listen, I was telling you guys about Ken's assists.
You guys,
they are down to Son's finishing. Son's finishing is too clinical.
Yeah, no.
Mazi, you didn't see those.
Kwame. We were on Jorginho, bro.
Kwame, let me tell you something, sir. Na hii kitu inakuashanga nikikwambia kila time na inakusumbuanga sana. Na mimi nitakwambia. As players, you're rated. Yes, you might have the best season of your life. Fuck it. Ukwe Grealish, ukwe nani, uta have the best season of your life. But kaa una title to show for it. It's over.
Doesn't have a title?
No, listen. As in...
Okay.
As in, kaa una title, hauta kuwa rated.
So Messi is not rated because he doesn't have a title?
Sama Messi ameingilia wapi kwa Messi. So relax. Mi nasema tu, as a player, you can have the best season in life. No mana nasema Ken, hakupata hizo awards.
Because of titles.
The titles. You need that. Angeshinda iyo Euro. I swear. Bro.
That defies logic. That defies, because we are looking at football players.
It's a player's award.
But then,
it's not Ken's fault.
Yes, it defies logic, but ino kitu itawasha, itawasumbua, itawasha, iwaume, lakini...
The point you are trying to put across, it's not supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to be that, like, Jorginho and Kante have Ballon d'Or simply because you're Champions League, nothing else.
Create your own.
How many times have I told you that winning titles is not about one single player?
That's what I'm trying to say, this bastard.
But then, I've said every fucking time, football is a team sport.
Yes,
you have to have other 10 players.
Sivyo ndo nilisema mama we, lakini nikakwambia, listen.
That's the only thing you only have. That's the only thing you use against Messi.
No, sasa Messi ameingilia. Kwame, wacha na Messi maze, nini na kwa shanga.
Wacha Messi afarming. Messi is just there digging in the farmer's
league.
But as in point ni, you can have the best season of your life, bro. It doesn't give a fuck. But if you don't have even ata yo FA Cup, ata kaone yo FA Cup, upewi, auretiwi, and that's the truth. It will hurt you. But titles is what speaks in sports. Titles, gold medals, titles, championships, izo ndo waongea. See how good you are playing.
But factually, titles define good teams. They don't define good players.
Yes, but then they choose the best player out of the team.
Cheki, niko na argument na hiyo. Kuna players ikiwatoa in title winning teams, hiyo team ingeshinda. The cups or leagues.
So for City, the argument for
Real Madrid, if you remove Ronaldo, the old entry in the
Ronaldo, Champions League. Ronaldo has had 11
for Man U 2013. He remove Van Persie. We didn't win the
see
league.
Your point.
You see my point.
See your point.
You need that X factor player.
Honestly, yeah, honestly, Kwame. Yeah. Kwame should. Kwame, as in.
But like, if you're a good player, that's the argument. If you're a good player and that's you're playing good and G5. You're not playing, shut up.
G5.
Shut the fuck up.
G5.
Shut the motherfucker.
If you remove Jorginho from that team, those two teams, will he win the Euro and the Champions League? I also think the same thing. I also think the same thing.
Maybe for Champions League, if you remove Kante, because Kante was Kante, so phenomenal in the Champions League.
But even Jorginho,
I don't get where the shouts are coming from. The man is a good midfielder and it ends there. Nothing else.
Kovacic can do it. Jorginho.
No, I don't get
getting the ball out of pressure.
I don't get the Jorginho shouts.
The difference is not
his press resistance.
If you tore Jorginho in that club, you put Kovacic.
Small,
Murashi, you can't tell me about footballing knowledge. You've worked as a manager for one season and you've been fired.
But listen, if you're a good player, you can't win titles without a good team.
Yes, exactly. Messi won with Kina Javi Champions League.
What Devi was saying, you can be a good player and make teams win titles.
Me personally,
you can get teams from a
only good teams. You can only make good teams win titles.
Honestly.
Honestly, our 2013 team was not that really good.
Skiza. Mika, our 2013 team was not that really good. Umse ni jini naongea sahi. Because Kenya mesema the last 10 minutes. Bullshit.
You agree with me? Ukitoa Jorginho in that club makes little difference.
I'm thinking Euros. Euros, they wouldn't have won the Euros.
They wouldn't have won the Euros. Verratti can step into that role at TB Jorginho, bro. Acha kuji. Bro, mko na Fred na McTominay na mnawarate. That is a lot.
Euros was just carried the whole way with Mancini.
Me, I'm done by the way for you. As in Odera, me, I'm done with you, man.
You can't credit that Euros for Jorginho, man.
It's Jorginho. It's
no
Jorginho,
fucking way. Jorginho had two.
You know what it is, by the way? Mm. It's very hard to tell. The best way to tell is like the unfortunately Van Dijk got injured last season.
Yeah.
We knew how good Van Dijk was.
Exactly.
Even though we were keeping clean sheets, we weren't winning games. So I think the only way we can know is if Jorginho doesn't play for Chelsea. That's the only way.
It's still not the same vibes, my guy. It's still not the same vibes.
I know God is good. Next time tunakuja hapa Chelsea watakuwa big
one. No, at least Murasha nyamaze asiongele tu Chelsea tena.
It's the hope.
Na Jorginho
hope. Everyone knows Chelsea is going to choke soon. And Chelsea choking is not. We are not even shocked by Chelsea choking. We are used to you guys.
I'm just telling you.
It's a Chelsea thing.
You guys will know what a well drilled team is. Yeah. We don't choke like you guys. What do you mean we've always choked? The last time machine that title nilini.
As you don't choke.
The last time Villarreal
we have not been good.
Villarreal
we have not been good since 2013.
Like we are not 20 titles, 13 titles are enough, man.
This century, don't talk to me. Yeah, don't talk to me this century, my guys. Don't talk to me.
Oil money club.
Oh no.
Sawa. Yetu ni oligarch money. Yeah. So there's a difference.
You know, Chelsea was not a team without that money.
But now those kinds of arguments had me stopped having them.
We have an owner that cares about football. Sika wenu, my guys.
By the way, those arguments that oil money clubs, G Abramovich money, I stopped having them.
It doesn't make sense.
It makes the opponents happy because you know I really don't give a fuck if someone just brings 10 million and buys.
Ben White.
For if someone just comes with 600 million and goes and buys Messi Paredes,
Lokonga,
I won't give a fuck. You know.
Nani mwingine, Odegaard.
So I'm feeling Chelsea fans also and Man City fans. They don't give a fuck if you are calling them oil money.
Yeah,
club.
We don't give a
fuck because they're still beating you
and we're still making profits.
Yeah, it's good,
bro.
So that oil money club argument, I want to say it live on air. It's outdated. Let's just stop it.
Yeah, it's an agenda that.
But still,
no,
you don't have class.
Yeah,
which
degree,
other clubs have?
The only reason Man U have class is because mnakula English tax vibaya.
No, this is.
Alafu kuna time flani nyindo mlikuwa na the richest owners at that time. unajua hivyo si ndio hiyo ika period ya 90s na
unajua hiyo argument yeah. inakuanga because we deserve to have the richest owners skiza, because we are the most successful club in the land
yeah. funga rapita
we deserve to be rich you guys don't deserve to be where you are of course we deserve making, to be rich we do it
we are out here making money you are sleeping
bro, you're making money and you're sleeping bro as we have passed through this shit banner we had 1958 we had disaster we had all this shit going through our club we deserve to be rich we deserve to be well run Bayern deserve to be where they are PSG don't deserve to be where they are you get that's
rest in peace Mazemanyo isn't
he anyway man no we are back like in the next 2 seasons if we get a good coach you guys are going to cry
yeah exactly mkipata a good coach so mbona mnajika kwa league table kwa next 2
seasons Ronaldo will be gone bro
let me tell you
you are getting Haaland
Haaland
is coming you know
guys you don't know let me tell you the difference
Haaland was never going to play in
let me tell you kitu mimi mbona mimi urate Tuchel kuna kitu Tuchel usemanga enye uni bamba as fuck as a manager you're not supposed to say ati oh we need time to build no that's not what you expect we are here to win titles it does we'll build while we are winning titles that's what Tuchel says
general Arteta
kopala anasema oh we are building oh we have bought players young player no it doesn't work like that win titles while you're building it's
so
simple.
Klopp is a bad coach
Klopp is not what you mean bro
he was building see he took time to build the team
bro it's time to wrap this shit up you guys can argue for the whole day and still make ilikuwa ina mepa
ilikuwa ina mepa walai ilikuwa ina mepa ya Klopp
is almost going
it was kila time alikuwa na mistuka kitu moja alipata kasot
murashi ya unjui tu vile you just don't know the way today has been bad for you
tungoje
and me and you the way you have been relating as football is concerned
the next episode
out of all of Kwame's friends that I have known you are the one I have always rated I don't rate this man I don't
know nobody rates Yano
you said I was underrated
shut up
wale you're giving Yano underrated shouts
of course I don't rate Kwame
nobody rates Kwame
but remember our match is made in heaven
chemistry. I have always rated you. But you are an agenda start padder.
No, let me
describe you.
With an agenda and shamelessly cuz you can the last episode it got me really mad. I listened to that episode and I was hurt cuz none of you were rating us.
You know,
number 3.
No,
Murasha Di Matteo did this banner. We thought this was another one. Come blame us.
And also in your defense, we don't even know what you said. None of us listen to that shit.
You don't listen to yourselves.
We don't know what you said.
It's sad, bro, but
I'm so sorry, man.
Na kwa ngevi matatu kwa earphones mbaji promote bana.
Mimi ndo ananiambia tu maze. Juzi tu gengo ananiambia, "Nilisikia ukisema hiyo kitu kwa podcast mimi." Nilisema.
Na kwa ngad drunk 90% of the time.
Okay, anyway, it's time to wrap this shit up, man. My amazing vibes here with 6-10 Ballon d'Or winner Mark Murashia and
coming in clutch.
Huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Young Saliba in his prime.
Young Saliba.
Edban Varane.
Stress Saliba. So.
Uh-huh. In Edban Varane in Real Madrid.
PSG.
2006 Cannavaro.
2006 Cannavaro. Ballon d'Or winning Vidic.
Yeah.
Ballon d'Or winning Vidic. You guys are talking about Ballon d'Or winning Vidic.
Kapash winner.
A Vidic who won a Ballon d'Or.
So,
top scoring
again,
Ramos.
Our listeners, sasa mnaelewa mbona kwamea kwa hivi. Si mnaona tu pole. Sasa Vidic sasa.
Kwame lakini now than you know.
Lakini brush unajua I want the top scorer man with, as a defender.
Sao,
man. Most
first to ever do it.
First to ever do it. No, it's in your own hands. When Marino was playing, Shadrack Onyango and Mark Wamunyinyi.
Header.
Wait, check. Shout out Yano pale.
Miami never rated Yano before. Yano is such a good work rate midfielder.
Yeah, sasa kuna best.
This is a PSG shout out session.
May rate this guy. This guy is the best to do it. Anakonga calm collected. Anaitwa Mason David Kiprop.
Money Mace, future Ballon d'Or winner. Money Mace.
Money Mace. We would at Davy.
But you guys, to be honest, man, Greenwood is really good, man.
Jaluji is also here.
Hey, Jaluji. Buffon.
Buffon
Donnarumma.
No, Jaluji is good, yeah.
But honestly, you guys don't sleep on Davy. Me, I tell you, kama unaweza kaa chini uone Mainz versus Hoffenheim, you should rate him. Anakaanga chini anaona PL2, PL1.
Whatever you watch PL2.
Devera kadu conspiracy theorist mwingine mwingine. Hadi mimi nakumbuka nikiwa mtu I used to do that shit to come and start party to my damn friends in my cell. Like, you guys don't know I mean Harit.
I know that guy.
Okay.
La Croix.
Maxence La Croix. Ah, damn, I love meeting men of God.
He knows him because of FIFA.
Said in nini.
He doesn't watch the game.
But then jana nikioga nikwa TV kwa shower alafu shower ikazima kiasi nikakumbuka. You know all your football knowledge is based on wewe yako ime based on foot. Yako is based on Football Manager. And I spent my whole week, I spent literally a week arguing with the two of you about football and I'm like, why the fuck do I do this to myself? Your knowledge is based on foot or foot. Where are you a football manager?
Honestly, at this age, me nikisikianga msee akisema na support.
Experience me.
Me personally.
Playing experience me. It. Trophies me. Managerial experience me.
Personally,
me.
Personally nikisikia msee akisupport Liverpool at this time, me usemanga like, he has to prove to me more. Because what uko anga ma joy riders.
Honestly, man, City, Liverpool. Come on. Nime kwa fan wa Liverpool tangu 2015, bro.
Kwa minozi. Sisi sema wewe umejiprove.
Mimi nikipata anga fan wa Liverpool actually, mi wa rate. Mi rate fan wa Liverpool honestly.
Si wote, mi si wa rate wote.
The last person I know who supports Liverpool was born in 1953.
Man, si ati nini. I swear, seriously. Ni watu wa 19.
There's that generation gap for Liverpool fans.
Like
out of England, that is.
It's like 30 years.
Out of England, that is. Between like 1992. And 2017. even my colleague couldn't bring them back.
Even
Steven G couldn't bring them back.
Me personally, the only reason I support Chelsea is Drogba.
So, I wish I support Chelsea. Me shida yangu ni me, all my footballing decisions were made by my brother. Fuck you, Charles. Fuck you, thank you so much.
Charles Odera, pale kama ni
clash. I'm angry with my uncle.
me I support Man U purely because of my brother and I hate that nigga so much. And I love the club. Me, all everything I do is just I just like my goat. Mother, I love you, bro, man. Listen to the podcast. So yeah, this has been it. We have to go now. Tunaenda kulewa ama tunaenda wapi?
Funga show, alafu tutaongea.
Funga show. Ah. Close this shit as tuko na ads. Fuck, nimesahau hizo ads. Shit.
Na unachoma.
Damn, man. Then you're getting paid for ads.
Well, the first ad is for Sports Markets KE. Just go on their Instagram. They sell football jerseys. Yeah. I think it's fair. I don't know. May I have my guy. Anyway.
And Sports Market is our guy.
Sports Market is our guy. Yeah. So yeah, go and check out Sports Market KE for your updated football jerseys. They got me that good Arsenal Mason Greenwood jersey.
What a jersey. I'm about to release Ronaldo 7 on the blue kit.
The other one. Ah, fuck, mother. Honestly, if you send me to do an ad for you and you paid me, I have forgotten. I am sorry. I am going on holiday this week. Don't call me. Don't come by my house. We are done.
No, honestly, but for...
The last one is for Konyagi, of course. Probably sponsored by Konyagi.
It's Konyagi. The best.
Damn.
You messed it up again. Don't worry. We'll get you next time.
Konyagi and Blunts. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for joining us. This has been the Fraudcast. Wonderful, Maze. Oh yeah, I forgot to say, shout out to, we saw that demographic thing, Maze. We have listeners in Australia.
1%
England. Jamaica. There's a nigga in Jamaica just sitting there listening to the Fraudcast. We love you.
Rastafari.
Of course, I know the listeners in the US because they are my family. I know some of you don't have family in the United States. But me, I do. I mean, all the listeners in the US, I know them by name. It's like 22%. I know all of them by name. Shout out to you guys, Kina Jakaya, Kina Mark. Love you guys so much. And yeah,
to the listeners in Nairobi, I only know Mark Murashia. He listens in Kilifi, giving Kilifi, putting Kilifi on the map. Putting Kilifi on the map. Mazi, like, yeah, it's been great, Mazi. It's been wonderful these past months. We're still doing this shit for vibes, though. So, yeah, don't call us to do episodes for you. We are self-employed. We come here when we want.
Guys, nikiwaambia lakini tusebe tu kweli. Tukiwa kuwa serious, my guys. Ile serious, like weekly episodes. This is a shit, man.
We know about that.
This is a gold mine that is being seated on.
You have to choose.
We're just looking for the merchandise from OG. Yeah. Which has what to bring for us.
Oil money.
20-man collections.
Did you have an ad for TV Mtaani?
Shake oil money.
You can do an ad for TV Mtaani.
We have TV Mtaani where you can watch all the matches. You can watch bowling. You can watch what else? That's
bro.
Name them. Baseball.
DMX.
DMX.
I did DSTV in Anga Bowling. So, my guys.
TV Mtaani is some real shit, bro.
TV Mtaani is some real shit. Check out TV Mtaani.
And it's owned by people in our own end.
And where can you get TV Mtaani?
You can just contact.
Yano, don't do that.
No.
You're supposed to be.
It's a genuine question because our listeners are waiting to know where TV Mtaani.
So first of all, you can't ask me that. I'm a rich nigga. I pay for DSTV.
And it's the end. That's the end for me.
TV Mtaani was some.
TV Mtaani is some real shit. Yeah, that has been it. Thank you for joining the broadcast. Yeah, thank you guys, Maze. Wonderful session. May the good Lord grant you all the desires of your heart.
Hey,
I hope women keep cheating on you. And yeah, that's it.
Character development.
Everything is got colonization. I can't trust my man, so I'll just sneak him. 14 first time the pigs reading. Ever since then I stopped eating bacon. Stop chasing the back when I turned into one. Area boy, we can't fear no one. Then the dirt no face like M1 2. Then the dirt no face like